The National Disability Insurance Scheme, or NDIS, was set up to improve quality of life for Australians with significant and permanent disability by giving them funding for disability support. But some NDIS participants say that they are restricted in getting funding because of how the government agency overseeing the scheme is interpreting the law. The Justice and Equity Centre, or JEC, is representing Lee Eastham in the federal court after he was refused funding for a mobility scooter, although he does receive NDIS funding for other supports relating to his disability. So now the JEC is hoping this case will push the National Disability Insurance Agency to take a different approach to how they make decisions about what they will fund. To tell us more, I'm joined by JEC Senior Solicitor Sheethal Balakrishnan, live in the studio on 2SER Breakfast. Hey Sheethal, how are you this morning?
Hi, Danny. I'm great. I'm really happy to be here.
Very happy to have you here with us. Now tell us a little bit about this federal court case. What's happened with your client?
Yeah, so our client Lee lives in regional Victoria. He's about 60 years old and he was accepted into the NDIS for his vision and hearing impairments. Like everyone else, Lee needs to be able to go out to get his groceries, to go to medical appointments, to stay connected in his community. But he can't drive because of his limited vision, and he also has some other physical health issues. So his mobility is impacted by those as well. And his specialists recommended that he get a mobility scooter, which he can use. And so when Lee went to the NDIA and asked them for funding for that scooter, they said no. So they refused because they said that Lee's need for the scooter didn't arise from his vision impairment. So Lee challenged that decision at the Administrative Review Tribunal and he won. But the NDIA didn't agree with the tribunal's decision and has now appealed that to the federal court.
So how is the NDIA's current approach impacting people?
So the issue is that the NDIA is really taking a narrow approach. Lee, as I said, got accepted for his vision and hearing impairments, but he's also got those other mobility impairments, which he's not accepted into the NDIS for. So really what it means is that when the NDIA is funding supports for Lee, it's looking at what he needs, but only from the perspective of his vision and hearing impairments, not other impairments that he also has. And that means that people with disability are having to sort of divide up their disability support needs into different impairments. And as you can probably imagine, that's quite an artificial way because that's not how disability is experienced by people. People with disability are experts in what they need and they should be listened to and they shouldn't have to go through a lengthy legal challenge for a person to get the NDIS support that they need.
Thusly the phrase, a whole of person approach.
Yes, exactly.
And what would a whole of person approach change?
So it would mean that the NDIA looks at Lee as a whole to see how his various conditions might be connected or impact his mobility overall. And at the tribunal level, that's what the tribunal did. They said a mobility scooter not only relates to Lee's vision impairment because he can't drive, but it also relates to his mobility impairment, which means he can't walk from his home into town. So the tribunal also took into account the fact that he lives in a regional area where public transport options are limited and overall took that like holistic approach. So in our view, the tribunal got it right. And we think that the NDIA should be looking more holistically at a person's needs to ensure that they have the independence and can participate in society fully.
Okay, so what could happen if Lee wins his case?
He should finally get his mobility scooter. Even though he won at the tribunal, because the NDIA has taken the case to the federal court, he doesn't actually have the scooter yet. So in addition to getting the scooter, we also hope that the outcome will clarify how the NDIA should look at a person's needs when they decide what disability supports to fund. What we also know is that Lee's case is not an isolated one. There are other people who have been similarly refused funding for these kinds of circumstances. So a win for Lee would be a win for the entire disability community who rely on the NDIS.
And obviously something that you're fighting for constantly there at the Justice and Equity Centre. You can find out more. JEC.org.au is the website about all the stuff they do, including, of course, disability rights, because people with a disability should be able to thrive. You're working there with people with disability, disability rights organisations, advocates, challenging discrimination and making our society more accessible, supportive, fair and civil, I would argue, Sheethal.
Thanks so much, Danny.